You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Belinda Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
So my sermon topic this morning is, it's time for a heart check. It's time for a heart check. You see, 2024 has been a year of running on mountains and walking in valleys. Who can say, yes, I've run on mountains this year and I've walked in a couple of valleys this year? On our mountains, our God is good. And in our valleys, our God is good. In our laughter, our God is good. And in our times of crying and in our tears, our God is good. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? He can do immeasurably more than what we could ever think or imagine. If God didn't bring food to you in the desert like he did to Elijah, part the sea like he did for Moses, or calm the storm like he did for the disciples, or if he didn't bring a whale to you like Jonah, he will give you the strength to swim like he gave Paul. Can I say that again? If God didn't feed you like Jonah or calm the storm like the disciples, God will give you the strength to swim like he did for Paul. Are you ready to end this year believing for more? Amen? Are you ready to believe for incredible things? Do you believe that God is able? And that God can do what he says he can do? It's time to realign our hearts, church. Because many say yes to that question. But do you trust in the timing in what God is doing to fulfill the promise he brings? You see, many great men and women in the Bible show us that God's timing is often not their timing. And it's not what is expected. And they have to trust and endure in the season that they are waiting on their promise. Abraham was promised a son. 25 years later, there's Isaac. Hallelujah. Jacob wanted to marry his beloved. 14 years later, there's Rebecca. David was anointed king, and 15 years later, after running from Saul, he took the throne. Noah waited 120 years for rain after God told him to build a boat. But God was still faithful. And you see, church, Joseph waited 13 years for his dream to become a reality. And that is my story this morning. I know we've heard the story of Joseph many, many times. But this morning, I'm going to talk to you about Joseph. Because Joseph had a promise. He had a dream of a good future. When he was 17 years old, he had two back-to-back dreams. Two. Of a promise of the future that God had for him. In the first one, he was harvesting sheaves, all him and his brothers. And the next minute, his sheaves stood up and the sheaves bowed down to him. And then suddenly, in his second dream, in Genesis 37, verse 9, he says to his brothers, "Listen, I've had another dream. And this time, the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." These dreams added to the resentment that the boys had for him, amen? Imagine your baby brother coming to tell you you're going to bow down. So the 11 sons of Jacob couldn't hear Joseph calling them stars. They only heard bow down. They did not hear Joseph calling them stars. They only heard him say bow down. Because jealousy was in their hearts. And jealousy is a thief of blessing. Before we go into 2024, can we realign our hearts and say, thank you, Jesus, for what he's done for us? Everyone's road in this place is different. Everyone's beginning and everyone's end is different. And everyone's in between is different. You see, James 3 verse 16 says that where jealousy and selfish ambition exists, every vile practice will exist. And isn't that something that happened? Something dreadful happened after jealousy entered the hearts of the brothers. Joseph's brothers got so angry at him that they wanted to destroy him. Is there somebody today that you are so angry with that you want to destroy? So they take his coat of many colors and they throw him in a pit. And eventually he's sold to Potiphar, the captain of the guard of prisons of Pharaoh, for 20 shekels. The captain of the guard chief actually means butcher or slaughterer. Imagine being sold to a slaughterer. What would happen to the dream that was in your heart if you were sold by your own brothers to a man whose name means slaughterer or butcherer? You see, they stripped Joseph of his coat, but they could not take away God's plan for his life. People can steal your physical possessions, but they cannot steal your destiny. Amen. Amen. You see, people can try and destroy your reputation, but they do not have the power to take your identity and your calling. Can I say that again, church? People can try and destroy your reputation. They can try and destroy who you are, but they cannot take away your identity in Christ. Because your identity in Christ is not linked to what somebody says here on earth. Your identity in Christ is linked to what Jesus says. And Jesus says, you are his, you are called by his name, you are purchased with a price, and you are his. You see, Joseph prospered in the palace until one day. In our road, sometimes we have highs and lows. Remember, I started today's sermon with, we sometimes are running on mountains and sometimes we are walking in valleys. But our God is good. Potiphar's wife comes and she wants to be with Joseph. And he runs away. What made Joseph run and Samson stay when they faced the same temptation? You see, character. Character is a commitment to values. Before we go into 2024, can we realign our character to line up with our values? Amen? So what you go through and the choices you make in those times actually create the character you have. What are the choices you are making in difficult times when God has given you a promise, God has given you a dream, and now you are faced with injustice? You see, Joseph was accused falsely, put in Pharaoh's prison, and he was forgotten. What about the dream? What about the promise? You see, Joseph now faced injustice, and it hurts. Who can say injustice hurts? Have you faced injustice in 2024? You see, in times like these, many people become bitter, and they start blaming the Lord for their personal tragedy. I want to ask you, do you maybe have to forgive someone that has done injustice to you? Is your story going to change? Is your dream going to end because somebody on earth made a mistake? Because if injustice came your way, that was not God's plan. If you want the pain to go away in your heart, forgive those who hurt you, that God can take away the pain they caused you. Can I say that again? Forgive those that hurt you so that God can take away the pain they caused you. Amen? Forgiveness frees us from the shackles of their actions. Amen? So before we go into 2025, forgive those that have come against you and said things that have hurt you, said things unjustly, said things out of line. Amen? What Potiphar's wife did to Joseph was not to be undone. But forgiveness could render the injustice powerless. Can I say that again? Are you with me this morning? By forgiving somebody, you release yourself of the injustice done to you. And you render that action that they did towards you as powerless. You see, even if those who have wronged you do not deserve forgiveness, you deserve peace. No revenge is worth the damaged heart. When we take revenge, we damage our hearts and we put a rift between ourselves and God, because God says, on the altar of my heart, I will only sit alone. So if you want to put injustice on the altar of your heart, I will step aside. If you want to put unforgiveness on the altar of your heart, I will step aside. If you want to put hurt and shame on the altar of your heart, I will step aside, because I do not share my throne with another. Do you hear me this morning, church? Yes, hurting people hurt others. But fortunately, free people free others, and safe people shelter others. Amen? Yes, hurting people hurt, but safe people shelter others. Be a safe person for somebody. Be a place of shelter for those that need a place of shelter. Be a place of Jesus for those around you. You see, in prison, Joseph had to keep his focus and remind himself of the promise of God. I wonder how many nights he sat in that prison and he said, God, you've given me a dream. You've given me a dream. Nothing lines up with the picture that I've seen of my future. Nothing lines up. At the moment, my story looks confusing and heartbreaking. You might feel this way this morning, but God is the author of your story, and He isn't done yet. He isn't done writing your story. Faith is when you follow Him in the valley and you trust Him in the storm. You see, Psalm 84, verse 5 to 7 says, how enriched are they that find their strength in the Lord. Who wants to be enriched this morning? Find your strength in the Lord. Within their hearts are the highways of holiness. Within your heart is a highway of holiness. And God wants to come and put all the blessings down. It's like an aeroplane coming in for a landing. But every time we choose injustice, unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness, revenge, it's like there's packages packed on our runway. And God comes with His aeroplane and He wants to land on our highway of holiness. But there's no landing space. And we wonder why we are not blessed. You see, God says it's your move. I've paid the price. I died on the cross. I gave my very best. I forgive you over and over again when we do not deserve forgiveness. Now it's your turn to forgive. As Christ has forgiven me, I forgive. As Christ has forgiven me, I forgive. You see, church, that puts everything in perspective. As Christ has forgiven me, I forgive. You see, even when your path goes through the darkest valley of tears, you will find a place of rest in the arms of Jesus. He gives a brook of blessing filled with rain. He gives a brook of blessing filled with rain. And He says, come and drink. But you see, to drink, you have to put down what you're holding. Because sometimes we come to God with a lot of things in our hands and in our hearts. And 2024, there's been people that have hurt us. I've been hurt in 2024. Who hasn't been hurt in 2024? Who has been hurt in 2024? Who's been disappointed in 2024? Who's faced injustice in 2024? Who said things about you that aren't true and you can't even prove it in 2024? Amen? You see, God says, come to me. Jesus says, come to me. Lay those things down at the brook of my presence. Pick up the cup and drink from me. You have to lay down to pick up the cup. Amen? You see, don't miss the miracle in your season because of the method that was used to transport you there. Joseph had to get to Egypt. And the way to get there wasn't easy. He got to his destiny through betrayal and mistreatment. God had a plan. Joseph had to get to Egypt. Don't miss what God has for you today because you cannot get over what happened yesterday. Don't miss what God has for you today. This is a deep message, amen? And I can feel even as I'm preaching, I'm challenging hearts because you know why? It challenges my heart. I have to forgive every time somebody does something to me. As pastors, we have to forgive continually, amen? Because that's what God expects and that's what we're going to do because we want the presence of God in our lives. So heal so you can hear what is being said without going through the filters of your wounds. Heal. Before 2025, heal. So that when people speak, it doesn't have to go through the filter of your wounds. all the scars in your heart. Because the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. Amen. The only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. Joseph was in prison, but he wasn't a prisoner. Even in the darkest hour, God was there. Remember, the darkest hour only has 60 minutes. Can I say that again, church? The darkest hour only has 60 minutes. Psalm 18, verse 28 says, "For you light my lamp, the Lord my God illuminates my darkness." Towards the end of Joseph's life in Genesis 50, verse 20, when he was speaking to his brothers and elders, he said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is being done, the saving of many lives." You see, when you pick up an offense, when you pick up a bitterness, resentment, hatred, murder, when you pick up all these things, God cannot use you to fulfill the purpose he's made you for, because you are made to be like Jesus, and Jesus loves at all times. Jesus forgives at all times. Jesus brings peace into a room. He brings kindness into a room. He brings gentleness into the room. He brings love into a room. He does not bring bitterness and resentment into any room. Imagine Jesus walked into your room and said, "I'm so angry at the pastor today. I'm so angry at him, but I'll come and listen to you anyway." That's not what our Jesus does. He comes in his kindness and he says, "I will forgive you over and over and over again. When you make a mistake, I will be there over and over and over again. When you fall, I'll pick you up over and over and over again. But forgive as I've forgiven. Forgive as I've forgiven." You see, the Hebrew word in that scripture where it says, "What you meant for evil, God used for good," that meant is shazar, which means to weave. It is an image of to imagine, to purpose, to think, or to plot. So he said, "You imagined, you purposed, you plotted, and you weaved a scheme of evil against me. But God put his hand in the weaver's beam and made it turn out to be something good." Amen? That's the weaver's beam. Can we put a picture of the weaver's beam on the screen? That's the weaver's beam. That's the weaver's beam. He said, "You imagined, purposed, plotted, and weaved a scheme of evil against me. But God put his hand in the weaver's beam, and he made it turn out to be something good." There is something you have been through or will go through that God can put his hand in. There is nothing you can go through that God cannot put his hand in. That's the promise of God for you. If it isn't good, it means God isn't done. Amen? Can you maybe just take that home today? If your story isn't perfect, if your story isn't good, God isn't done. Your struggle is real, but so is your God. He restores everything. He will restore you back to health. He will restore your marriage. He will restore your relationships. He will restore everything, your finances. Just come to him. You see, Romans 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him." Do you love Jesus? Then God will put his hand in the weaver's beam. And where people plot and devise evil against you, he will turn that picture into something beautiful. You see, Psalm 4 verse 8 says, "Because of you, Lord, I will lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once." When we are worrying, when we have bitterness and resentment in our hearts, what do? We pick up Instagram and we look at everyone else that's so happy. Is it just me? Amen? Look at all the Christmas photos with all the little, everybody with matching outfits. And even the dog has an Alice band on. And you wonder, what the heck? Amen. But you see, God says when you put your head down, you will sleep because you'll have peace in your heart. And the end of that scripture actually says, for no matter what happens, I will live unafraid. I will live unafraid. I will live unafraid. Can we make this our scripture for 2025? To live unafraid. To be able to rest our heads at night. And not see everyone's faces that have hurt us. But to see the face of God. To not hear everyone's voice that comes into our heads of all the wrong done. You know, the enemy is so good at replaying that moment when somebody hurts you. He will come and he will replay it over and over and over again. And then he will pull it into 3D. And then he will pull it into even 4D and 5D and 10D if there is something like that. But the enemy knows how to make your heart feel heavy. But the moment you hand that person over to Jesus, the peace of God comes. The peace of God comes. Who do you have to hand over to Jesus before 2025? Who do you have to hand over to Jesus before 2025? You see, if Christ is our firm foundation, the rock on which we stand, then we have to do what our firm foundation tells us to do, to stand. Who do you have to forgive before 2025? Maybe you have to forgive yourself. Maybe there are times in your life where you are so angry at yourself for doing something, for slipping again, for falling again. How could I do this again? I want to tell you, Christ is your firm foundation. You can forgive yourself because your foundation isn't built on you. Your foundation is built on Jesus. Is there someone else you need to forgive? Maybe long, long, many, many years ago, somebody hurt you. And you know what? You feel it's your right to hold on to that hurt. I want to ask you before 2025, let's let it go. Let's let it go. Let's walk into 2025 with a clean slate. Amen. And I often tell the music ministry, if your heart doesn't want to get you, go there, don't worry. Your mind can go there, your heart will follow later. So just keep going there. Forgive them over and over and over again. And if somebody has wronged you, you know what the best remedy for your heart is? To pray every beautiful thing that you want for your life over their lives. It's a great remedy. I've done that before. And I promise you, when I start praying, my mouth is not very open. I'm like, oh, bless them. Just be with them, Jesus. Let your presence rest upon them. And I'm feeling like praying the plagues down from Egypt. Amen. But I'm like, Lord, be with them. Be their strength. Let them sleep in peace at night. Let them live unafraid. But you see, as we bless our enemies, as we pray for those, and we bless those that have wronged us, God honors that with his presence. God honors that with his presence. And pretty quickly, while I'm doing that, I start feeling my heart getting lighter. And then I can start praying. Lord, bless them. Prosper them. Be with them. Be with their children. Be with them. Be with them in their working, in their walking, in their riding. Be their protection. Be their guide. Jesus, be with them. Flood them with your presence. Flood them with your presence. Flood them with your presence. Because church, that is my desire. I want more and more of God's presence. Amen. And when we pray for those that have hurt us, God honors us. And the next minute I feel God's presence all over me. And I'm like, wow, this feels better than carrying that load. Than carrying that burden. Amen. You see, in Genesis 41, we get that to Joseph. Joseph calls his oldest son Manasseh, which means God has made me forget my troubles. At the end of his life, we're not even going through everything Joseph went through with us. We'll be here for a very long time. He calls his first son Manasseh, which means God has made me forget all my troubles. And he calls his second son Ephraim, which means God has made me fruitful in the land of my grief. Today, my prayer for you is that you will be fruitful in the land of your grief. That the enemy took to destroy you, that God will rewrite that story and put his hand in the weaver and turn that picture into something beautiful. But you see, church, it takes a surrender of the heart to get there. A humble person can forgive. An arrogant person will think they deserve to hold on. And God turns his face away from those that are proud. So let's humble our hearts in the presence of Jesus this morning. Amen. Let's humble our hearts in the presence of Jesus. And even as I'm speaking, if people are coming to mind, take time after service. Take time to say, Lord, I forgive this one. What they've done to me is wrong, but for the blood of Jesus. But for the grace of our Father. But because of Jesus, I can forgive. I can forgive and I can let go. And tomorrow morning, you don't go pick it up again. When the enemy comes to say, remember you let go of this person, but let me just remind you what he actually did to you. Tomorrow morning you tell the devil, no, devil. We're not having this conversation. There's no rent space in my head. I've made my decision. This person belongs to Jesus. Isn't it the best to give our enemies to Jesus, that Jesus can deal with them? Isn't it the best to give those that have hurt us to Jesus? Because you know what? Jesus loves your enemies as much as he loves you. Jesus loves those that have hurt you as much as he loves you. Crazy, crazy to think about it, right? But Joseph went through pain and he became one of the most important men in the world. He saved a nation. But he got there by handling the things that came his way to distract him from his purpose with character. Are you handling the things that are coming your way to distract you with character? As Joseph forgave the people who hurt him, his heart kept dreaming. When you start forgiving those that have hurt you, your heart will keep dreaming. You know, church, there's times in our lives where we went through tremendous hurt, through tremendous disappointment. And God took our hearts and put it together again. But we first had to come lay the pieces of our hearts on his altar and say, Lord, help me. Lord, put me back together again. Are you ready to be put back together? I know God is just speaking to our hearts. And sometimes when God is dealing with our hearts, we don't feel like screaming hallelujah, amen? Especially when he tells us to forgive someone. You know, Joseph knew that God didn't just anoint him for his assignment. God anointed him for any attack. I want to tell you this morning, God has anointed you, not just for your assignment, but for any attack. It matters what you sing in your valley. It matters what you sing in your valley. I wonder what Joseph was singing in the prison, Aldane. What do you think he was singing in the prison? What was he singing in the valley? Maybe he was looking through the window and he was saying, rain came, winds blew. But my heart is set on you. Maybe he was sitting in the prison and he was looking out the window and he was saying, Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Maybe he was looking out the window and he was saying, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Maybe he was looking out the window and he was saying, God, I don't understand. But there's some spaces in my heart, some places of mystery that I'm just going to have to leave up to you. There's a little mystery box in my heart, church, for everything that's happened to me which I don't understand. And I put everything that has happened to me that I don't understand in that little mystery box. And I say, God, in your sovereignty, if you want to reveal to me why this happened, you are welcome, but it's your choice. It's your choice. Maybe in 2024, you've lost a loved one. You've lost someone precious to you and you say, God, why? God, why? I want to tell you, God is aware. And as you put that little care in his mystery box, God puts his peace in your heart. You see, church, it matters what you sing in the valley. You might not have chosen the valley, but you can choose your playlist. You might not have chosen your valley, but you can choose your playlist. The devil will not stand in my valley and remind me of my failures and everybody that has hurt me. In my valley, I will lift up my voice and my song will sound different in my valley, because in a valley, songs do sound very different, church. And I will lift up my voice and I will say that I will trust in God, my Savior, the one that will not fail me. Amen. The God that will not fail me. Because Psalm 65 says, you make the dawn and the sunset shout for joy. God will make your dawn and your sunset shout for joy. Don't miss what God has done for you because you focus on what has happened to you. It's easy to focus on what went wrong, who left, what door didn't open, and what you failed to do or who didn't come through for you. It takes a lot more intentionality to notice what went right, who stayed, which doors did open, and which people did come through for you. Amen? Both scenarios are true, but the one you focus on will determine the level of peace and joy in your life today. Amen? You see, if God helped you start, He will help you finish. The God that we serve is a finisher. God that we serve is a finisher. He never leaves anything undone or unfinished. He's never anxious about the future. He's sovereign compared to what you are worried about. Your job is to take steps, and it's His job to finish the work. Take a breath, church. Take a breath. It's time to shine again for Jesus. God's going to do what only He can do, and it's going to be beautiful. Amen. It's going to be beautiful because God holds the blueprint of your life. He will finish the work. God created you and He knows who you're becoming. He has a plan to turn you into a masterpiece, even if you don't see it. God knows exactly what you need and when you need it. He keeps His promises and He will finish what He has started. God walks from the future into your present. God walks from the future into your present. He isn't hoping it will happen. He knows it will. You see, I'm going to end with a quote of Charles Spurgeon, one of my favorites. He says, God is too good to be unkind, and He's too wise to be mistaken. And when we cannot trace His hand, we must trust His heart. When we cannot trace His hand, we must trust His heart. When we cannot trace His hand, we must trust His heart. Now may the God who brought us peace work perfection into every part of you, giving you all that you need to fulfill your destiny. And may He express through you all that is excellent and pleasing to Him. Through your life union with Jesus, the Anointed One, who will receive all glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.